Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Everybody is making lists these days, the best of this, the best of that. So, Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing and I decided to join the fun. What follows are our slightly educated opinions on our craft beer bests. Let's start with South Dakota.
As a qualification, the next things you guys are going to listen to is completely subjective.
And
honestly, if you were to ask me this again tomorrow or the day after, I reserve the right to change my subjective opinion of the day.
Yep.
So this is my opinion of the hour
today.
Of what the best is.
Let's start
today.
With the best beer you've had made in South Dakota other than your own.
Other than our own. I was a big fan of the Decade series that Crow Peak puts out. So Decade, when they celebrated his 50th birthday, 51st, 52nd. I think we started at 5.0, Decade 5.0. That was really good. And honestly, if for a mass-produced multi-season beer, mass-produced is very relative, a multi-season beer, I could probably drink Moulinier every day, all day from
Crow
Peak.
That's
their spruce tip beer. I've always really, really enjoyed the Crow Peak beers.
I am picking your first edition of Drink Local Ale.
Oh.
I think that is still the best beer I've had made in South Dakota. It was the first locally made wet hop beer I'd ever had. And I just thought it was not only delicious, super hoppy, super great base to it, but it was interesting how you did the single hop series of each of them, too.
That was a lot of fun.
It was really interesting, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, I like that one. We'll have to do that again.
How about the best Minnesota-made beer you've had?
Oof-da. That's tough. I am a big fan of Coffee Bender by Surly. Like, that is one of... And apparently all of my favorite beers are stuff that's added to it. It's beer plus things. My wife and I are big Coffee Bender fans. When I went to Surly, that is really good. Of course, they have a lot of different beers. But I guess my flavor of the day is Surly Coffee Bender from Minnesota.
My flavor of the day, and I think it's because it's technically perfect to the style, and it's one of the best of this style I've ever had, is Shell's Hefeweizen.
That is just,
and I just had it on tap at the brewery, which sort of adds to it too. It's a phenomenally well done Hefe.
Of course, ask me in another hour, I might say Surly's Barrel Aged Darkness. So, you know, how about the best American made beer?
One of my favorites that I would drive across a state to get would be Dreadnought from Three Floyds. And that has some emotional ties to me because that was one of my really big first beers. Then when I was traveling that I went to look for, and I drank that, and I was like, oh, sweet, I'm totally going to do a craft brewery because this stuff is... And I would say that one is not just because it's good, but it's just I have kind of a personal vestment in it. I would say that's one of my all-time favorite beers.
It's one of my favorites, too. That's just so good. All right, you know what I'm going to go with? And I've only had it once. It was a Citra double dry hop version of Pseudo Sue by Toppling Goliath. You opened the bomber, and it was just like the aromas just hitting you. That was a stupid good beer. I guess I'd pick that one.
Again, ask us tomorrow. We could have different answers completely. More bests when Beer Untapped continues.
Make it one for my babe, and one more for the road.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing and I thought it would be fun to force our opinions on you. We continue our craft beer bests. Next up, how about the best tap room you've ever visited?
The Porterhouse over in London. It is fantastic. It's got a whole bunch of brass and copper. Whether it's for show or use, I don't know. Some of the walls are made out of display cases where they have old beers in. Steve and I spent some time there actually talking about this tap room while we were over there. The Porterhouse in London would be, if I had to pick one place to go, that would be the one place that I would go turn up is the Porterhouse.
I think my favorite tap room is... Revolution Brewing Tap Room in their brewery, which is
it's a massively huge
tap room, but there's just something about the atmosphere about that place.
All right, Seth, kind of related, best beer bar that you've ever been to?
I am so partial to the Independent Ale House in Rapid. Like, I have such an affinity for those guys, and not just because they're a good beer bar, because they're good people, and also because they do things right. I mean, it is, I think they're probably one of the premier beer bars in the in the region, let alone in South Dakota. I mean, it is a cool place.
They're a great place. I think I have to go with Hop Leaf.
Oh my God, Hop Leaf.
Just because the ridiculous selection, ridiculous food, great atmosphere.
The mussels.
They do everything right. Yeah, the mussels are ridiculous. Steam mussels, steamed in Belgian wheat beer.
Yeah, the mussels at the Hop Leaf in Chicago. They steam it in Belgian beer. I think it's $20 and it feeds two. It is the best $10 meal, a person meal, you will have in the city of Chicago.
I wasn't even sure if I liked mussels when we ordered them.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh,
then they give you bread around the outside to soak all the butter and the beer up. Oh, I forgot about the Hop Leaf. Maybe that's number one or number two. It's close.
Hop Leaf was pretty amazing.
We both agree that Chicago is the best beer-drinking city in America. Finally, the best beer brewed outside the United States.
Mine is Orval, because they only make one beer. It's a Trappist brewery, but it's a hoppy Belgian beer if you have it fresh. And then the longer you let it age, the funkier, weirder it gets. Super carbonated beer. It's an interesting beer. And beautiful beer.
South African Guinness.
Really?
I've got some South African Guinness before, and it's really, really good, actually. And there's some ESBs. I probably would default to most of the English style of stuff. There's some ESBs that I had over in the UK. I would say that either the South African Guinness or a proper pint of hand-pulled ESB in a pub in England, and that stuff goes. That is so good.
There you have it, the best as deemed by us. Finally, let's head to Brookings Liquor Store and see what's new with Drew. A couple new beers on tap for your growler fills.
New on tap from Fernson, it's Gallivant, 18 cents an ounce. Gallivant is an American double pale ale, and Fernson's most impressive offering, in my opinion. Loads of tropical fruit dominate this beer, including mango, apricot, pineapple, and passion fruit. The 7.5% ABV is noticeable, but not overwhelming. Good beer from Fernson. The next one I have is from Fargo. It's Kenny's Lemonade, 16 cents an ounce. Fans of Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy should be sure to check this one out. It's not as sweet as Summer Shandy, with a more authentic lemonade flavor. A really good, refreshing hot summer's day beer.
New packaged beer at Brookings Liquor Store includes Curio from Fernson, Atomic Pumpkin from New Belgium, and Shell's Oktoberfest. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.